Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Kalyan Jewellers India Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Kalyan Jewellers India Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. Today on the call, we have with us Mr. Ramesh Kalyanaraman, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Raghuraman, CEO, Mr. Swaminathan, CFO, Mr. Sanjay Mehrotra, Head of Strategy and Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Abraham George, Head of Investor Relations and Treasury. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through the results and investor presentation uploaded on the company's website and stock exchanges. We will begin the call with opening remarks from management, following which we will have the forum open for question and answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I now like to invite Mr. Ramesh Kalyanaraman, Executive Director of Kalyan Jewellers India Limited, to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi all. Good evening. The quarter was a fantastic quarter, and we witnessed continued robust momentum in footfalls across all our markets in India and Middle East over the last several quarters now. While our consolidated revenue growth was approximately 31%, the consolidated PAT grew by around 33%, up from 108 to 144 crores. Revenue from India operations grew by approximately 34%. Strong operating momentum has been consistent and sustained throughout the entire quarter, including during Akshaya Tritiya, underpinning the resilience of our category within the overall consumption basket and demonstrating strong execution in the market by our operating team on ground. We continue to see encouraging trends around the share of new customers, which was in excess of 36%. Also, our share of revenue from the non-South market is now at 44%, up from 35% in the prior year. This year so far, we have opened 16 new showrooms, and we are on track to open 10 more showrooms during the current month. It's in line with our already announced plan to launch 52 showrooms across the non-South markets. The month of August will also witness the launch of our 200th showroom. It's in Jammu, a milestone in our showroom expansion journey. In the Middle East, we continue to see robust momentum, driven largely by the strong economic activity in the region. Revenue growth was around 22%. Eid holidays-driven sales, which was not part on the base year, in the prior year, also contributed to the same-store sales growth. We expect to launch the first franchisee showroom in the region before the end of the current quarter. Talking about our online platform, Candere, in line with our already announced omnichannel expansion strategy, we plan to launch 20+ physical showrooms of Candere during the next 6 months, starting from August. We have had we made meaningful progress towards the divestment of the non-core assets, which has been previously announced, and we expect to conclude the transaction around the end of the current quarter. As I look at the current quarter, we continue to be encouraged by the underlying momentum in footfalls across all our major markets, even though there has been a slowdown in the wedding demand post 18th of July, primarily due to the ongoing Adhik Mass, which is once in a 3 year phenomenon. We are upbeat about the upcoming new showroom launches and are gearing up with fresh collections and campaigns for the upcoming festive and wedding season across the country. I'll now hand over to Sanjay. He will walk what he will take you through the highlights of the numbers. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ramesh. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm really happy to be talking to you all after a very satisfying quarter. I will just highlight the major points now so we can have enough time for questions. We reported a consolidated revenue of 4,376 crores, a growth of over 31% year-on-year. Consolidated profit after tax was rupees 144 crores versus 108 crores during the corresponding quarter of the previous year, a growth of 33%. Talking about India numbers, revenue came in at 3,641 crores, a growth of 34% over the corresponding quarter in the previous year. And India profit after tax came in at 129 crores, a growth of 35%. Our Middle East revenue for the quarter was approximately 700 crores, growth in excess of 21%. And the Middle East business posted a profit of 17 crores, a growth also in excess of 21%. Our e-commerce initiative, Candere, posted a revenue of 34 crores, a degrowth of 23%. Understandably so, as we are transitioning into the next phase of growth via an omnichannel strategy. The offline store rollout will accelerate from this month onwards. During this recent quarter, we opened 12 outlets all across the non-South markets. With this, I'm now done with the summary of the financials and we now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Gaurav Jogani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of results. So my first question is with regards to, you know, the Candere in the Middle East, the franchisee store openings. So I missed the earlier part, you know, how much physical stores are we expecting to open in Candere in this particular year and how much would there be on the franchisee basis in the Middle East?
On Candere, we expect to do about 25 stores by the time we end this financial year, most of which would be on the franchise model. On the Middle East, the first of the franchisee outlets will open this quarter by the end of September. And then we will see how many more we can do this year. We have a few in the pipe.
But apart from this one store in the Middle East on the franchisee, are you also looking to open more stores around in the Middle East part?
Yeah, Ramesh here. So here, yes, Middle East as a market, the first franchise showroom we will open before the end of this quarter. And we will wait that to get settled down. We might open one more as a pilot, but we are not stopping any expansion there. We might go and open two or three own showrooms and then convert it later. So we don't want to lose the opportunity, but once the first franchise settles down, only we will do the next set. Or maybe one more we will try, but not more than that. Because we want it to get settled down before we go and expand more on franchise in Middle East.
Sure, sir. Thanks for that. Also, sir, if you can highlight, you know, in your press release, you mentioned that, you know, the new stores or franchise would now be coming in the eastern part of India, largely, you know, Jharkhand, Bihar, and these regions. If you can, you know, give us some background of how your own stores are opening, how the brand is performing in these regions, and, you know, what gives this additional confidence to open these stores on the franchisee basis in these regions?
Yeah, we are already there in those markets for the past couple of years or more than that. And we have a very strong brand and what we call revenue share in the market where we are in Bihar and Jharkhand. So we are just expanding again, wherein we will be opening more showrooms in that region. So Patna already has been one of our large footfalls or larger showrooms there, and we are well settled in those regions.
And so the demographic side, I mean, is it more gold-oriented market, or is it more studded-oriented? And because, you know, we are also hearing many other competitors entering these markets and, you know, planning to take a larger pie there. So how will be the competitive scenario there? How is the demographics? Any color you can give on that?
In every market, depends upon the brand, wherein certain brands are target only staple plain gold jewelry. For example, in Tamil Nadu, there are large players who target only plain gold. But as a brand, Kalyan, there, we target on studded ratio as well. The brand is placed that way. Same is in the case of Bihar or in a Jharkhand, wherein our brand will surely be not only targeting plain gold. Of course, it's a good market for plain gold, but we will target plain gold as well as studded. It's the way you place your brand there.
Sure. And so just one last question from my end is on the debt part. So if you can highlight what would be the debt and the net debt at the end of Q1, and what would be the breakup between gold on lease and the actual, the other debt?
Yeah, so gold on lease is almost the same, wherein we are in the 1,800-1,850 range. And debt, you are talking about the end of the financial year, right?
No, sir, end of the Q1.
Later. Yeah, so it's almost the same. So gross debt are almost in the same region.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ashish Kanodia from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on the good set of numbers. So the first question was on the growth trend, right? Because, I mean, if I, go through your PPT and maybe even your opening commentary, so I think in the Middle East, there will be some impact in the current quarter because of Eid. And then again, there is some impact of Adhik Maas in India as well. So, you know, just trying to get some sense, if you look at the last 40 days, how has been the growth both for India and Middle East separately?
Yeah, so as I told you in the opening remark, wherein July, the first 2 weeks, the revenue was very good. Okay, it was almost as good as Q1. And post Adhik Maas, the wedding part of the revenue has been muted, especially in the non-south markets. And but weekends are very strong. Momentum is very strong. So yes, there might be some... It's not a lost sale, you know that, okay? It can move partially, it can come in Q2 itself, partially it can go to Q3. It might have absorbed in Q1 itself, which we don't know. So that is the present scenario, but we are extremely bullish on Q2 as well because momentum is very strong and weekends are strong and first two and a half weeks were extremely good. And that's it about Q1. And you know the wedding season starts from August 17th.
Sure, that's helpful. And secondly, on the gross margin side, right, I mean, definitely a very sharp improvement in the studded mix. So, you know, you have provided that the, you know, the showroom gross margins are up YOY, and we understand that because of the franchisee model, you know, there will be a dilution in gross margin and EBITDA margin. So, I mean, if you can provide some broad numbers in terms of, you know, what the gross margin was in, for your own store as well as for the franchisee store during the current quarter, that would be very helpful.
Your own stores are in the range of, say, what, 16%. And franchisee store, you know that our margin is in the range of 8%. Because we take our margin and only then sell to them, no?
Okay, sure. And thirdly, you know, on the Middle East side, you know, there are some, you know, volatility in the margin. So on a sustainable basis or on a normalized basis, you know, what should be the gross margin and EBITDA margin for the Middle East business?
So Middle East this time, you because we got that Eid sale. And that was an Eid weekend wherein it was a long weekend and that sale was absorbed in Q1. And that mostly comes with plain gold because lot of footfalls happens during that time. So it should be settling in the range of what, 15 to 15.5 as usual. And EBITDA are in the range of 8%.
Sure, that's helpful. And just last bit on the divestment on the non-core assets, you said units should maybe conclude by end of current quarter. So do you expect you know, the cash to come in by end of current quarter? Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, done. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shirish Pardesi from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, Ramesh and team. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations.
Thank you.
I think I'm reading a little deeper from the P&L numbers. Our revenue has increased close to about 34%.
Yeah.
But when I look at other expenses, which has grown in tandem at 33.6%, while employee expenses have gone little higher, at 45%.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is there any one-off or how one we should look at? And is this the base? I mean, one part is that, yes, we have opened more number of franchise stores and we have since actively controlling that. But is there any one-off or is there how we should look at it for the rest of quarters, this number?
Yeah, so two things. One, of course, all of us know that there is a huge expansion plan wherein we will have to absorb employees much before the store gets opened. Okay, so employee cost will go up because of that, because they stay in our books and it will be non-operational also. It will be in a training stage wherein they will have to go to the new showrooms. Okay, we added approximately 600 plus employees only in Q1. That is one. Second is that there is of course a small portion of 1.5 to 2 crore. That is an ESOP, which is not a one-off, but we just started this financial year. We have given ESOP to 400 employees, which started from Q1.
Just a little more clarity. You said that you have added 600 people in the month of June.
Quarter.
In the quarter.
Yeah.
And this ESOPs, what you have said, is given to how many people?
So ESOP, there are two versions. One is ESOP to only the senior management, which was issued pre-IPO, just after IPO, okay? And now we have issued ESOP to more than 400 employees.
400 employees. So,
yeah.
Till what level? I mean, you have gone up to the store manager level?
Store manager level.
Okay. And this, obviously, I would believe that will be recurring. Or this is going to be once in a year, or it's, I mean, as and when you will declare this. So, I just wanted to understand, is there any policy we have around ESOP?
Yeah, so policy around ESOP means, what do you mean?
No, is it going to be a once in an annual phenomena in quarter one, you will deliver the ESOPs? Or
yeah, as of now, we plan to do this for this year and next year. And post that, we will evaluate whether it is ESOP or some other product which we should introduce. But for the next 2 years, it's ESOP.
So this 2 crore issued at what price?
This issue will be at 140 and 150.
140 and 150.
Yeah.
Okay. Second, when I look at the ad spends, we said that from the time of IPO, we will be able to manage between 1.5 to 1.8. But this quarter, it has gone up. So could you give us some on ground, what is happening, why this has gone up, or is it primarily because of something else?
No, ad expenses will be always around 2 to 2.2%, which is, again, still continuing. And, of course, store openings are coming. And we opened 12 new showrooms in Q1. You will have to at least spend for micro-marketing in that area for you to go and open the stores. We were talking about 1.8 to 2% over a period. And for our existing showrooms, now because the store expansion is much more than what we had estimated a year before, we will have to do campaigns when we launch the stores. Right? So we opened 12 new showrooms and campaigns were around that, as well as our usual campaigns of around 1.8 to 2%.
Okay. My second last question on the top-line growth. Though we have a visibility on the franchise operation, would you give a final number? Is there a revisit on the plan? What we have targeted, 52 stores under FOCO this year, or we will expand more than that, or you stay with the number which you have told us before?
So, as we speak, what we are planning is that we want to open maximum number of showrooms before Diwali, the 52 planned, and there will be openings in Q4 as well. We are increasing our bandwidth to do more than 52. So, that is what we can tell you right now, but we are trying to do most of the 52 before Diwali.
I understand, but just curious to know that what will come in second half.
Yeah, so second half cannot go. It will be anyway not lesser than last Q4.
Okay. Okay. And my last question on the Middle East, though you have given some explanation, but I mean, qualitatively, Middle East last 4 or 5 quarters, we have given a very strong commentary. Tourists footfall is also improving. How
yeah.
We should look at the entire business in full year FY24? Will it grow beyond 25? Will it go beyond 30? Or will it go between 20-25?
So there we are only looking at same store sales growth basically, you know, because the number of showrooms which we are opening are not like India. We are not adding too many showrooms there. Okay, so last year also if you see, we have added hardly what, 1 or 2 showrooms in that space. So 21% growth in this Q1 itself is actually, it is better than our usual. That is because of this Eid revenue which came in. Okay. So, and it has been growing over the past 1.5, 2 years. It has been growing. So we should not estimate more than double digit is what I feel on Middle East.
So you said, just one follow-up to get a little more deeper explanation. You said it is driven by SSG. So against 22%, what is the SSG growth?
Almost everything. I mean, maybe 1% lesser. Yeah.
Okay, so 21% is SSG growth.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is that number for India?
India's South SSG was in the range of 15%, and very similar levels on non-South as well.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nihal Mahesh Jam from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sir, I had 2 questions. First was, you did give a sense of the gross margins for the store business ex of franchising. Just if I compare versus last year, and I'm talking about the India business, ballpark our gross margins are similar, whereas the non-South share, even if I exclude the transfer that may have happened to the franchisees and the studded share, has significantly increased. So is it a case, as you had highlighted a few quarters back, that maybe the incremental margins on the studded are not as high as what is generally understood to be because these are low-value studded items?
No, so non-South share has been largely from franchisees. Okay, that comes with more studded. So that's why you see that the studded ratio or the studded share has increased too much. Okay, because that standard also come with a lesser margin because it's a franchise revenue.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's primarily because of all the incremental growth in non-South and even the studded share is coming in from the franchisees, so that then won't reflect on the gross margin side,
exactly.
Is what is happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, there is growth in our own store also, okay, but mostly it is coming from the new showrooms, you know, which is again from franchise.
Sure, sir. That is helpful. The second question was that you have highlighted in detail about the plan on non-core assets and then on debt plans going forward. Assuming that you get the payout, as you said, by the end of Q2, is there a plan to use those proceeds to then pay down debt and let go of the lien and all those aspects? So, any plan to take on the share?
Yeah, of course. All the money received from aircraft will go directly to reduction of debt. And that's it. Net of tax. Right.
So, and maybe that's a target that maybe by Q2 or somewhere in Q3, you do plan to reduce your debt immediately.
Yeah, so the money will come and directly reduce the debt on the aircraft. Over and above that also, you know that we are planning to reduce around 15% of our debt in India.
Got that. That was it from my side, sir. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anurag Dayal from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Sorry, I missed the comment of same-store sales growth for India. Could you please repeat that once?
Yeah, so same-store has been in the range of 15% in South as well as non-South.
Okay, thanks. And second question is that there was some comment, the demand slowdown, you also mentioned that. So, I mean, what steps, are you taking some speculative steps to improve that? For example, is there any more focus on exchange gold or something like that?
No, so demand, as I told you, usually for the first two and a half weeks, it's not that we have a panic on demand, okay? Demand on the wedding segment has... taken a pause. That is because of this Adhik Mass, and whatever you do, those customers will not come before the Adhik Mass gets over. So we are sure that they are going to come back after August 17th. And the only thing is that all the revenue might not come in Q2. It can go to Q3 as well. And a few would have been absorbed in Q1. That's it. Otherwise, old gold as an instrument, our old gold policy, old gold exchange program has always been very customer friendly, and it is effective customer acquisition tool as well. Okay, in the past we have done old gold activation only during periods where there is a slack in demand, especially due to volatility in gold prices. Okay, and in the recent past, including Q1, fortunately we had not, meaning we did not do anything of that sort because momentum was extremely strong. Even now, as we speak, momentum is strong during weekends, and the first two and a half weeks were good, very good, comparable to Q1, and we think that the demand is not going to go away. It's a Adhik Mass related wedding demand revenue loss, which is not a loss, it is only a timing issue.
Mm-hmm. Got it, sir. Very clear. So, basically, this old gold will be around 1/3 of total sales? Or?
Yeah, it's almost 1/3. Yes, it's in the range of, 30%.
Okay, sir. And so one little bit question I have is on the, you know, gold import which is being done from UAE under that Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement.
Right.
Are you guys also looking at that or already started doing that?
Yeah, so we have done work on that and we will do this and we plan to do it in the financial year.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And congratulations for the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manoj Menon from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Congratulations on a very good performance. I'm wishing you good luck into the medium term.
Yeah.
The first is on some qualitative region, color on the same-store growth trends, region-wise, broadly. Because while I heard you commenting a couple of times about South 15 and non-South 15, are there any further color you'll be able to provide on non-South?
Yeah, so south 15 is there, and on south also it is almost in that range. So it's not exactly 15 on south, and it's in that range of slightly higher than what you call south, maybe in the range of 16 in north south.
So, what I'm trying to understand is there is no standard deviation of, high standard deviation on the rest of non-south, right? West and north and east.
No. It's almost, region-wise, it's almost the same.
Interesting. Secondly, this comment on Adhik Maas, just help me understand this, please. I mean, so this happens every year, right? It's not a this year phenomenon. So this must be there in the base also, right?
No. Adhik Maas is once in 3 years. So,
okay.
You are confused with Adi Mas or what?
Okay.
Karkaragam and all, no?
That's not this.
Adhik Mas is coming only once in 3 years.
Okay. Understood. So, and understood. That's why we're calling it out. And then couple of clarifications. FY25, what is the thought process, maybe the early thought process on the franchise expansion? Because you would have added these 52 stores in FY24, and you would have got those primary revenues, in FY24 itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the broad thought process? Is there a, what is the thought process of, let's say, will it be again another 52 in FY24, FY25, or a different number which you are thinking currently?
Whatever we do in this financial year, we will better it for the next financial year.
Okay, fair enough. And lastly, the 52 stores number, this is excluding Candere, right?
Yeah, it is excluding Candere, it is excluding Middle East, it is excluding any conversion from South India.
So far. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naresh from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, very clear.
Yeah. Firstly, congratulations on very good set of numbers.
Thank
you. So, first question on the other expenses. So, it has remained around 4.5% of your revenue. Now, as your this focus store scale up, while you explained that gross and EBITDA margin will go down slightly, these other expenses should also, as a percentage, come down, right? Because these expenses will be borne by the partner. So, if you can throw some color on that, and going ahead, what should be the range which we should expect?
Yeah, so you are right. As a percentage, the OPEX percentage on our revenue will surely come down. But on an amount, it's not going to come down because our own store is remaining as our own store only, no?
Right. No, I'm asking as a percentage only. So this quarter, while we have seen some compression in margins due to this higher revenue from focus stores, but in OPEX, we have not seen that. So I just wanted to understand that better.
Yeah, so that impact is fully taken by the salary costs.
So can you guide that this 4.5% should go down to what percentage of sales in next 2, 3, 4 quarters?
No, so here the same store sales growth is coming more majorly in our own store only, and I always conservatively tell everyone that even though there was a 15% same store sales growth in Q1, but we cannot estimate a 15% throughout the year, right? So. The percentage growth of SSG, usually we keep in the range of what, 5 to 7%. And operating leverage will come only to that extent on your expenses as well.
Okay, and what was the contribution?
If I'm here, on the franchise showroom, just to explain it. We will get only a portion of the overall gross margin as our share of that. And that is the impact that we have taken at the gross margin level for the current quarter. So if you compare YOY from 15.46, it has come down to 15.07 in India. And that impact is because we have shared a part of our gross margin with the franchise owner. And the expenses, most of the expenses are shared with the franchise partner. We take care of only the employee expenses at the showroom.
Right. So in that context only, your growth in other expenses going ahead should be lower than your top line growth, right?
Yeah, that is where Ramesh mentioned that as a percentage, it will come down.
Okay, sure. And what was the contribution of this franchisee stores to your revenue, if you can give that number for Q1?
Yeah, so it will be in the range of what? I do not want to give an exact number there, but you can easily keep it as 15%, 15.
Okay. And sir, last question, any update on the payout policy? Last quarter you had said that you'll come out with a policy, so any update on that?
For dividend policy, we are yet to. We will surely come back to you.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes on the line of Manish Poddar from Motilal Oswal Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for giving the opportunity. So just if you can call out, how many stores did you open from last quarter, and how many of them were franchisee?
So last quarter, we opened 12, out of which 11 were franchise.
11 were franchise.
Yeah.
And if you can help me with the number, how much was the cash flow from operations during this quarter?
Yeah, 1 second. I'll tell you. One second.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah,
so the total cash flow from operation is 426 crores.
426 crores. And how much is the CapEx done in this quarter?
78 crores.
So then you would have got a, let's say, this 350 odd crores release, right? So where is this? So this is just cash on books right now? Because earlier you mentioned there has been no change in debt, or let's say in terms of gold on these limits. So I'm just trying to understand, let's say, the incremental cash flow generated after CapEx was roughly 350 crores, right?
Just a minute.
Incremental cash flow will not be 350 because it's the total cash flow which Swaminathan was telling. So the cash flow is now sitting as cash in hand, which I told you about gross debt, but net debt is, of course, lesser than March 31st.
So how much is the number?
Maybe around 150 crores lesser than March 31st.
So you've already paid 150 crores of the 300 crores which you already.
That's the difference. So we will not pay back because.
You've not paid it, but you have the ability.
We have only kept it there because we don't know all this expansion is coming. We are planning to do it before Diwali. A lot of CapEx is required. There can be some contingency. So we don't want to go and pay back right now, but we will go as per the plan. And intention is to go and reduce the CC limit by 300 crore before the end of the year.
And so just one more data point, if you can help me. Let's say, so 150 crores is the additional cash which is generated, or
yeah.
Let's say, which is gross and net debt. Where is the remaining 200 odd crores? Is it an inventory right now?
No, so the total cash flow is what Swaminathan was telling. So out of which interest would have been paid and rent would have been paid. So the net cash in hand, surplus is only in the range of 150 crore.
Okay, got it. Great. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shantanu Kantak from iWealth. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I had two questions, one of them being regarding the ROE. In the PPT, we had given that we have done around 13.5 for FY23. So say by FY25, what would be our ROE percentage? And the second question would be, so I missed out on the ESOP. So how many ESOPs are we planning to give out on a yearly basis?
Yeah, so regarding return on equity, it will surely go up because all the franchisee stores which we are opening,
their OCs are in the range of 75%. Okay. And that's how we are also, meaning the expansion is completely taken care by them. And you want to give more color on the...
But yes, I agree with Ramesh. Return on equity will definitely go up because... But the part is one, we would not want to give a target for FY25.
Okay, sir. And regarding the ESOPs, how many ESOPs do we plan on giving?
See, we have already created pool of about 30 lakh shares. Right now we are giving out of that pool to the employees.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pulkit Singhal from Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on the great set of numbers. First question is on the franchisee model itself. Obviously, this is the first full quarter of the impact. Just if you could, you know, give some comments as to how has the experience been, whether the assumptions that you made initially are playing out, is it working out better, or some areas you might have to go back, that would be a great start for that.
Yeah, Sanjay, you want to take it?
So I think after we started, we did the pilot and we got some learnings from then and, you know, did some calibration to kind of make sure us as well as the franchisees got what we wanted out of this rollout. So broadly speaking, you know, our expectations have been met, franchisee expectations have been met, and I think we are in a good place as far as being confident about being able to roll this out on schedule.
Understood. And you believe that this can be much more scalable now, or would you think it would take some time to reach that conclusion?
No, absolutely not. We are very confident of the scalability, and I think this is on the roll now.
Okay. Secondly, in terms of the margins, the PBT margins are at around 4.3% at a company level. And I presume that is what one should focus on now with the newer models. Two questions out there. Firstly, is franchisee broadly tracking similar numbers or are below or above? And secondly, I thought that with the growth, we should have seen some kind of leverage on a YY basis on this PBT margin. So any comments on that?
Yeah. So, Pulkit, hi, Abraham. Yeah. So the PBT, now if you split that between India, Middle East and Candier, that's how one should look at. So India PBT was about 4.7 YOY, which has gone to about 4.77, close to 4.8 now. So it's improved, and for the franchise showrooms, the PBTs are in the region of close to 5%. That's why it's showing a improvement at the PBT level. And there is some amount of loss in Candier. We've done about 2.2 crores of loss in Candier, and that has also affected the consolidated PBT.
Understood. Last question. I thought from a return on capital perspective, I mean, what is really the capital employed in the franchisee model? Has that changed? I thought it was just 2 weeks of inventory or something like that.
Yeah, it's about 15-20 days of inventory, correct. And the CapEx for the showrooms in the current financial year, we are taking care of the CapEx.
Understood. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashish Kanodia from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So first is on the wedding share. What would be the rough mix of wedding in the overall India revenue? And if you can split that between South and North?
So usually the wedding share for the brand is around 55-60%, and it's very similar South and Non-South. Meaning South can be 60 and Non-South can be in the range of what? 55.
Sure. And secondly, in terms of employee cost and the number of employees, right? So when I look at 1Q23 versus 1Q24, we have added around, 2,500 employees. And you know, even the employee cost has gone up by almost, say, from 100 crores to almost 140 crores. So, and, you know, when you're talking about, you know, maybe similar or higher store expansion in FY25 as well, so is it fair to say that, you know, the momentum in terms of new employee addition as well as, you know, the employee cost will be very similar to what we have seen in the last 1 year?
That should, meaning the employee cost is going to grow at the same pace for the next year as well.
Okay. And lastly, you know, I understand there has been, you know, some conversion of stores maybe from, you know, company-owned to franchisee. So just at the end of 1Q24, can you just give the number of franchisee stores and COCO stores in India?
No, it's not about conversion there. So what will happen is that, for example, in this quarter itself, meaning the Q1, out of 12, 11 were franchise and one was owned, right? But that one owned store, the intention is not to keep it as owned. Due to some technical issue, the franchisee could not take it there because of some GST related or something like that. Okay. Now, already as we speak, we have converted that. So conversion is more related to that rather than converting owned store. The original conversion of own store will happen only in South, wherein we will specifically tell you about it.
Okay, okay. This is very helpful. Thank you, Ramesh. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Harshil Setia from AUM Fund Advisors LLP. Please go ahead. Harshil, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Harshil, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. We shall move to the next questioner. The next question comes from the line of Shirish Pardesi from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up opportunity.
Sir,
just wanted to check. You said aircraft sale will happen. To just understand, wanted to understand what is the ballpark number which we are getting, and you said there is a tax also. So that's the first part. And second, you said that there is also non-core asset. So is those non-core asset will get divested in the financial year FY24 or it will get next year?
Yeah, so the aircraft amount is around 134 crore. Net of tax will be in the range of 100 crore. Again, real estate, we will not be able to commit anything for this financial year because we will have to go and repay the bank loans and then take out that asset and put it for sale. It's going to take time. So the other non-core assets, we should look at it as a medium term, where in 2 to 3 years, we should look at in that way. Okay, we will start the process, of course, but not commit anything for the financial year.
Okay. My second question on how much spot buying we have done for gold in Q1? You said exchange is 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shirish, exchange is about 30%. And yeah, gold metal loan levels have remained at similar levels at about 840s. The remaining we've bought from spot.
So say about 30%.
Correct.
Okay. My last question, while hearing from the market leader, we have heard that there is a local competition, there's a regional competition, and especially the competition took a route for dropping the prices. Not dropping the prices, I mean giving the similar value to the gold exchange. And even the market leaders can aggressively push this promotions. So in your lens, have you seen this is specifically hitting any particular pockets or maybe at this time, what is the competition angle or do you recognize there is a competition?
Yeah, competition has been very strong always in the industry, and for the past 1.5 years it has been even strong because of the excise duty increase, and now it is actually a part of life, meaning it's a new normal today for us. Because we are adapted to it and the margins are steady, which you can see.
The reason why, Ramesh, I'm asking,
if
I look at the history, normally the making charges used to have a standardized of about 25-30%, but now it's the incremental quantum has gone up. I don't want to name any particular player, but I see that the making charges, there is a lot of discounting which is happening. So I just wanted to understand this quantum, which used to be a phenomena somewhere in the wedding season, but this has become a normalized. So is it the industry is now normalizing and these expenses are given expenses, or still the novelty is going to be there?
Yeah, so we have not been given, meaning making charges are always according to the market and according to the product, and we have not given any extraordinary discount on making charge even for Q1. And old gold, as I told you before, our exchange policy is actually very customer friendly, and we don't have to do any further promotion on old gold unless and until we have a very strong reason, like very high volatility in gold prices, very low momentum at the store, etc. Fortunately, in Q1, the momentum has been extremely strong right from day one, and Akshatriya was also strong, and we did not do any activation on old gold as well. And competition, now it is like 1.5-2 years now, wherein we have adapted to the new normal today. Okay. The rate is also, the gold rate is also same across the country today. And making charges are almost stabilized to where we want. Margins are getting steady. Standard ratio is always there. So we don't see any major deviation in the competition between what the last 2 or 3 quarters now.
Okay. And just last one question. In your market intelligence or from the procurement level, do you think during Diwali the gold prices will remain stable or will also see the volatility? Because if you look at the macroeconomic conditions, are still very, very volatile.
Yeah, that is very hard. Very hard to predict all that, because it's a global what you call environment, which again takes care of the gold price. So extremely hard for us to predict that.
Okay. No, I was just asking whether we see in a quarter three some inventory gain, because we're seeing the gold exchange is still sitting at 30%.
Yes, but we would not get any, no, because we don't take any risk or gain in metal.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ramesh Kalyanaraman for closing comments.
I thank you very much for attending the call. Hope to see you again in the next quarter. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Kalyan Jewelers India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.